Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Kim. My name is Sharon Eggy, and I just got an alert from a charge account company, that there was a fraud on my account. I know that I did order, or I did place something yesterday on the charge card, but I don't know what company you are that would have charged it. It would have been something from CVS, a drugstore.
May I have your first and last name one more time?
Sharon Eggy, E-G-E.
Would it be under someone else's name perhaps? Like your husband's or boyfriend's or son's?
How about Leroy?
Okay. All right, if you could verify your shipping or mailing address, I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
The shipping address?
Yes, your shipping address, yes, ma'am. Where your mail goes to?
1251 Quincy Circle in Shakopee, Minnesota, 55379.
Okay, so let me explain what this was. Did you enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win
Yes, he won a monthly prize.
Right. And so when he entered into the contest, it all automatically enrolled him in a meal plan. That explains the $59.89. It was just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And I can offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 to stay.
So this is not just shipping?
No, ma'am, it was an app. It was just an app. The contest entry was for a chance to win. Have you ever played the lottery? The best way I can describe it is like when you buy a lottery ticket, you haven't actually won the lottery. It's just a chance to win. But while doing this, it automatically enrolled him in a meal plan. So while he was waiting for his chance to win an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, it automatically enrolled him in a meal plan. So basically, it's like a lottery. But this lottery, if you think about it, it's like a lottery. You don't actually win. It's for a chance for you to win.
For you to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. And I am going to have that canceled because I did not understand it that way, and I did not read anything about putting, like, in a lottery.
Well, because it says sweepstakes. I was using an analogy because a sweepstakes is for a chance to win. You don't actually win. You just enter into the contest for a chance to win. So I was just using the lottery as an example, you know, as an analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. I understand
ma'am.
That. But,
okay.
I do not want to pay that $59 for that. So
yes, ma'am. Your bank declined it. They declined the charges. And I have your cancellation number for you. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I got it.
Okay. Your cancellation number is 480.
Okay, let me read that back to you.
Sure.
920-480-840.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and that's confirmation number of the cancellation.
Yes, ma'am. And you're all taken care of.
Okay. All right. So we will not be charged that $59 then.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. That's what I needed to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day.
Thank you too. Bye.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.